The Billionaire's Private Island, Billionaire Island Romance Series, Book 2, by Alessandra Bancroft, narrated by Caitlin Elizabeth. Chapter 1, Just Desserts. Luke the Bullet Garmont was in trouble. He knew it. He hadn't thought the 10 women and their matchmakers would ever stumble across each other, but apparently a 600-acre Caribbean island paradise hadn't been enough space. However, he wasn't called the Bullet for nothing. He was positive that he could get through this and come out on top, like he almost always did.
Okay, Petra. Battle plan?
He asked his longtime assistant. Oh no, you got yourself into this one, she replied. She shook her head at him, then opened the curtain to display his potential matches and their matchmakers heading back to their respective mansions. I don't even know where to begin.
Neither do I.
Luke sighed and ran his right hand through his already tousled sandy hair, then grinned impishly at her.
I'll think of something. I always do.
You'd better think of something, boss man. You've still got 6 more women to meet. Make it good, and maybe they won't blast you on social media, Petra said. Luke sauntered off for show, but grumbled.
You don't have to be smug about it.
Research,
Luke thought. That had to be it. He might as well do what he did best, investigate a potential investment. He headed for his bedroom and the thumb drive that held the dossiers of the 10 women that the matchmakers he'd hired had brought to him on his private island. He fired up the enormous computer screen on the wall and accessed their files. There had to be some sort of information that would give him an idea of the perfect date for each of them. He might not get to see how they would behave without competition, but he could at least get each of them into a setting where they would be at ease. Constantine, the Belgian tennis player that Marguerite had brought, was undeniably pretty and had long, long legs under her tiny tennis skirts. He looked at his own tanned, well-muscled legs and arms and smirked. He was pretty sure that he looked damn good in tennis shorts and a tank top himself.
Well, that's easy enough. We'll play tennis. She's sure to love that.
He hadn't played a game of tennis since college, but he was pretty sure he remembered the rules all right. How hard could it be? Svetlana was in a rage. The household staff was keeping well away from the shrieking virago.
Helga, what is the meaning of this?
You are perfection in comparison with those girls. There is no reason you should not.
Helga trailed off, drawing herself up and glaring at the girl with all the weight of being retired from a 30-year career in the KGB.
Don't. Your research was flawed. I will have his money, his power, Helga. I'll have it if I have to kill every one of those ridiculous tramps.
Svetlana hissed in Russian, the reason for her meteoric rise in the Russian mafia clearly reflected in her ice-blue eyes. Chapter 2. Tennis with Constantine.
You really must reconsider. This is a wealthy, powerful man, Marguerite pleaded. Think of the money, if nothing else. We could even lose the 500,000 between us if you mess this up.
Constantine glared at the older woman, tugging her tennis skirt up over her long legs and tucking a slim-fitting tank top into it. She'd chosen the highest neckline of all the tops Marguerite had advised her to bring. She'd be damned if she was going to give that lecher a free show.
Marguerite, I will not be treated as any man's toy, and certainly not one of many pretty dolls sitting on the shelf of a wealthy man. This man, I honestly don't believe that he thinks of any of you in that way, but I spoke with him. He says he isn't looking for love, but I think he is. I don't care what he wants or is looking for. The insult of bringing me here under false pretenses.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?